This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to this special Wednesday, February 2nd transmission. Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. And then she'll stay the whole hour if she can unless a vote gets called. It's Pelosi's and moving votes around. So that's coming up. But first, I want to play a very important report that really hits the heart of what's happening. Here it is.
The Fifth Column recently published their findings and conclusions on the strange self-assembling nanotech they discovered in the Pfizer mRNA vaccines via optical microscopy analysis. The objects they found in the vaccine correspond with known items in the scientific record. And the conclusion they come to seems quite clear, that the well-documented scientific goal to use nanotechnology in living human beings to form networks capable of controlling several nanomachines is currently being deployed in the COVID-19 vaccines, which amounts to the most intrusive assault against humanity in all of recorded history. While the media and government lie and cover for Big Pharma, the official ingredients are still unknown. But we have thousands of brilliant scientists worldwide studying these experimental vaccines. Some have died in highly suspicious ways, but most have been able to share their findings. And the work shows us that graphene oxide is a key component in all of this. There have been dozens of official documented studies on the use of graphene oxide related to how we see it being used here today. Among other things, as a power converter. Graphene, a one-atom thick layer of hexagonally arranged carbon atoms, is the thinnest and strongest material known to man, and an outstanding conductor of heat and electricity. It can boost gigahertz frequencies into terahertz, which is exactly what these new nanotech machines need for power. In order to do this, the graphene first needs a frequency to power it. And the optimal frequency to externally power graphene is known to be 26 gigahertz, which is also the frequency put out by 5G. In this model, the graphene within the body is activated by microwave signals in the gigahertz range, which it then boosts into the terahertz range, which then powers the novel nanotech machinery to self-assemble within the human body. Once assembled, what do these nanotech machines do? The images, compared to the scientific literature, suggest that they are the foundation of an internal electronic system with an endless potential for biomanipulation of the human host. Nanorouters that emit MAC addresses, able to be registered via Bluetooth. Nano and plasma antennas to amplify signals. Nano rectennas acting as rectifier bridges from AC to DC current. Codecs and logic gates for encryption of communication. The raw material for all this self-assembly is also graphene oxide. And when we compare known side effects of graphene oxide to the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccines, we find them to be the same. Once graphene oxide is injected into the body, it acquires magnetic properties, predictably around the injection site, the heart, and the brain. Graphene is seen as a pathogen by our immune system and will often result in paralysis and stroke. Graphene is known to cause blood clots and heart conditions. Graphene oxide can generate small discharges, causing cardiac arrhythmia. There is so much going on with these experimental vaccines, and the evidence seems clear that there is a mass experiment going on, with certain batches marked more deadly than others, and with certain batches that contain a bold new technology akin to a man-made parasite intended to control the host human if it doesn't kill them first in the process. Perhaps that is what the mad scientists and psychopaths are after. Human genetics that can withstand this new invasive and deadly nanotech. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, we just connected with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Really looking forward to this interview. We're going to come back in 60 seconds. Let everybody you know, However you're listening, tune in and share the live link to get past the censors.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off, and your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, there's a lot of great new people in the last few years that have gotten into Congress who are defending this Republic. But out of all of them, the most informative and interesting and brave has got to be Marjorie Taylor Greene. We really appreciate her joining us. Because, you know, CNN, MSNBC, they try to say people shouldn't interview her. They try to say she shouldn't be allowed to be on the Internet or be on shows. She should be banned, and she has been. And, oh, you shouldn't talk to Alex Jones either. We should all be scared of each other as nationalists and as populists. But we're not. And we're coming together. CNN, on average, has 100,000 viewers. Joe Rogan, on average, 11 million conservatively. That's more than 20 times bigger. This show has over 3 to 4 million viewers conservatively a day. They're a joke. The people have spoken. They want freedom. They want justice. And now you have Zucker, the head of CNN, stepping down with the same fate as Cuomo and the rest. We also have Reuters coming out doing an article about, okay, big studies from Japan and Brazil and the U.S., ivermectin really is a miracle drug. They've got egg on their face in so many ways. So she joins us as long as she can this hour. If a vote comes up, she's got to go. It's really amazing to have her here. We wanted to get her on for a while. You can find her on Getter at MTG4America and on all the other great backup sites out there as well. And she's got a lot of topics. I asked her for a list, and it's the same stuff I wanted to cover. Vax mandates, lockdowns, what's happened with the Jan 6 situation, Ukraine, and so much more. So, Congresswoman, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on, Alex, and I am a huge fan of yours, so I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm a big fan of yours as well. I hope to meet you sometime in person. Where do you want to start? Maybe the state of the country, Biden, where things are going?
Well, I'd basically like to let all of your viewers know that I'm the exact type of person they never wanted to be elected to Congress and to come to Washington. And the reason why is they have a system that runs here that has hurt our country for so long now. And they've completely sold America out, and it's the uniparty that's the problem. It's the Republican rhinos who walk and talk and act like us, and then they do different things behind closed doors with the way they vote and legislate. And the people they take money from. And unfortunately, those Republicans have joined with the Democrats, and it's been happening for a really long time. But they serve the globalist agenda. And as a matter of fact, today I'm waiting to have to go vote here in just a little bit against the COMPETES Act. And that's what Nancy Pelosi is bringing to the House floor today. She's working on getting that done while we're working through amendments. They don't want the Republican amendments to change it. And this is a so-called bill that's supposed to go against China and help America to compete. But the all honesty, the truth is it serves the climate change radical agenda. It serves China first and America last. And it's all Build Back Better and Green New Deal just rewritten into something that She Lies and Calls America Competes Act. So it's the same song and dance, but it's Mitch McConnell and the Lindsey Grahams and many Republicans here that have allowed these things to happen to our country. And this is why primary season is so important. This is why everyone needs to get involved, and we have to make sure that we send the right people to Congress, people like me, people who are willing to fight, because we have to save our country. And sadly, it's in a bad place right now.
They've been doing everything they can to suppress you. They've really been scared of you. Without going over the laundry list of censorship and things that have happened, what are some of the big issues you want to get across to this audience so they can help amplify it? And what is it about you that scares them so much, that you're a private businesswoman, that you've been successful, that you're loyal to the country?
Yes, absolutely, but I don't back down, and I refuse to stop doing and saying the things that I'm doing. You know, I just got kicked off of Twitter, and I wear that with like a badge of honor, joining you and so many others that have been kicked off that hateful, evil leftist platform that just spread lies and basically controls politics and messaging in the media. And I'm so happy I got kicked off. You know, anyone that gets persecuted by these type of platforms, you really are the greatest Americans. When the evil left comes against you in such a way that they can't even stand your voice and they kick you off their platforms, well, that's a message that you're saying everything right. And these are the things that we have to figure out how to stop. But Republicans have failed us, Alex. They promised to rein in big tech and do something about it, but they didn't do it when they had the opportunity. And that's why we have to hold Congress accountable. That's what I care about. I care about the American people knowing everything that happens here in the swamp and what happens in these hallways and behind closed doors. Because I think if the American people could truly see the things that I see and hear every single day, the American people would never allow it. And it's this institution that is responsible for all of the failures that have us at $30 trillion in debt, has a media, a press that hides behind free press that really is nothing but propaganda news for the deep state. This is why our border's wide open and we have illegals, drugs, terrorists, the worst people coming across our border, and then Joe Biden and his administration paying for their flights all over the country coming to anyone's small town and where they live, even though it's not a border state. But the worst things that are happening to me, Alex, is the purge in our military and the purge in all the agencies in law enforcement and all of these different strong institutions where, you know, it was really the strong people, the alpha males that protected our country, protected our cities and protected our homes, but now are being purged because these are the people that are so strong and courageous and refusing to take a vaccine that they don't want. And I stand with them and support everyone that's standing against the vaccine. I'm unvaccinated. And I think that we have every single right to say, hell no, we are not taking that vaccine and putting it in our body. And it's these mandates that are crippling our country. And now they're forcing it on children, even as young as 5 months old. And it's absolutely disgusting and evil.
Well, it certainly is. Senator Paul has called it child abuse. To give children this injection, even if you believe it works, which they're now admitting it doesn't, there's no reason to give it to a child. This is pure evil.
No, it's pure evil. And what's even worse is how the FDA has said doctors can't prescribe ivermectin. And now they're saying monoclonal antibodies can't be used against COVID-19 because they're saying it doesn't work against Omicron. And they're forcing masks on children and on people across the world. I mean, this is truly mental illness. Wearing a mask today after 2 years of this Chinese virus that has infected our country, this man-made Chinese virus that Dr. Fauci sent our tax dollars to and contributed to, but people still wearing masks. I mean, it's truly mentally ill. We know the masks don't work and the vaccines don't work. People that are vaccinated are still getting COVID. But I think that people really have blood on their hands that have stopped the prescriptions of ivermectin, refused people who have had sick family members in the hospital of not being able to take ivermectin or any other kind of life-saving treatment or therapy. I mean, I truly think that we need to investigate all these people and investigate the deaths that are reported on the VAERS system and hold people accountable, because it's Dr. Fauci and anyone at the CDC or anyone involved that stopped life-saving treatments and therapies and people died. Well, I think they're guilty of murder.
You're absolutely right. We got to go to break in a few minutes, but on the subject of this biomedical tyranny and Fauci, it's come out they cooked it up at the lab. It's come out they lied to Congress. It's come out that they then controlled the whole story and the rollout of it from the beginning until now. And I mean, I just want to see these people brought to justice. And that's why it's so important that you and others like you are in Congress. What is Congress trying to do right now to bring that little monster to justice?
Well, unfortunately, this Congress is doing nothing. You see, I'm a member of the 117th Congress, sadly. This is the Congress on day one Nancy Pelosi passed in her rules. She totally erased gender and family names. You can't even say mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, brother, sister, son, daughter, he, she, all of these proper names that so importantly tell us what God did when he created us male and female. Nancy Pelosi destroyed that on day one. And I'm also part of the 117th Congress that was so disgusting and evil that they were actually able to pass a bill here in this Congress that I'm a part of that would murder babies up until the day of birth. So to think that this Congress is doing anything about Dr. Fauci, or rather we should call him Dr. Frankenstein, to think that this Congress would do anything about him and do anything right for the American to help them get treatments against COVID-19 and stop these insane tyrannical vaccine mandates and ridiculous masks that's basically child abuse.
Congressman Green, please stay there. We'll be right back.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Well, there's all this talk about put a black woman on the Supreme Court or elect women to office. I'm all for that. They're like our guest, Congresswoman Green. I don't care if they're a man or a woman. I care about what's inside their mind and their soul. We had a great conversation during the break, and she wanted to get back in to this compete bill that she was telling me is the whole leftist agenda, the Build Back Better, the whole carbon tax agenda. Tell us about this bill.
Well, this is the bill that Nancy Pelosi is pushing to the floor, and I'm going to show you guys. It's going to be hard for you to see, but this is the bill. This is it's approximately 3,000 pages, and it's unbelievable. They gave it to us on Monday as if we're supposed to all be able to read it and then vote on it likely, possibly today, maybe tomorrow. But this is how Congress operates, and it shouldn't operate this way. It's filled with complete garbage. Everything in there totally hurts our country. It serves all of AOC's climate change Green New Deal agenda. It gives $8 billion for climate change. It gives billions of dollars to the UN. It gives all of this money away that does nothing for our country. And get this, Alex, it only mentions the word fentanyl one time, but yet Chinese fentanyl from the CCP is what's coming across our border, killing our young people every single day at record numbers. But that's Nancy Pelosi for you. That's what she does with her bills.
Absolutely. You know, I'd like to see you as the Speaker of the House. They're really scared about the midterms in 279 days, but I'm concerned about election fraud.
I am, too. I'm very concerned about it, and actually most Republican voters are concerned about it, and they've been very upset that Republicans up here on the Hill haven't taken it serious, but we should take it serious because a stolen presidential election is the most serious thing that could happen in our country, and we've seen the outcome of Joe Biden becoming our president for the past year, and it's been horrific, and we've been suffering ever since.
Didn't you win the last congressional election by the record number in the country, or am I wrong about that?
I won huge, but I have a strong Republican district, so even they can't question my election.
The reason I raise that is you're what people want, an amazing, powerful, smart, beautiful woman promoting freedom, and that is what scares the Democrats, and that's why they want to demonize you and have tried to expel you from Congress for January 6th. They're trying to say I'm involved. The Democrats are as well. I mean, how crazy is that? Because I know you wanted to have the 10-day Senate investigation that's in law and totally legal. That's what I wanted. The last thing we wanted was that fiasco. But I'm really concerned about the vast majority of folks were not violent and are innocent political prisoners, and we really appreciate the fact that you've gone and tried to shed light on what's happened to them.
Well, thank you for that, and you did absolutely nothing wrong. I saw the videos. You were telling people not to go. You were telling people not to do anything, and you were doing everything right, but it's people like Ray Epps who were telling people to go into the Capitol, urging people to go in the Capitol, take the Capitol, and all these horrible things that Ray Epps said. And I didn't see Ray Epps in the D.C. jail, Alex, when I went in there, when I saw these pretrial January 6th defendants being held in solitary confinement roughly 22 to 23 hours a day. I didn't see Ray Epps in there. And so we need to do these investigations when Republicans take back the House, if we're able to take back the House after this election cycle. But we need to go in there and we need to find out what's going on, because Ray Epps is the one question that no one can answer, then the fact that Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, and the rest of the disgusting January 6th clown committee is defending this guy just shows you and exposes all of their lies. They can't dare come after someone like you, Alex, or innocent people that got legal rally permits, or people that worked for Trump's administration, staffers, and so on. They shouldn't come after any of you if they're going to stand there and let Ray Epps off the hook, because we know what he did. He is clearly guilty of more than anyone.
Well, I'm glad you raised him, because it's now come out that they had close to 1,000 FBI and military commandos surrounding the Capitol that morning. They had plainclothes everywhere, confirming what the Revolver News put out, confirming what Tucker Carlson put out. And so there I am with a few others trying to warn the peaceful crowd when they'd open the doors to not go in. Most of them couldn't hear me, but thank God a lot of them did. It didn't go in. And there were the feds, over 1,000 of them, watching while the first group of a few hundred broke through the police, a lot of those being anti-provocateurs. So I think the investigation should be there, but this committee doesn't really have any real Republicans on it, does it?
No, it doesn't. They have Republicans that left our party and now are actually doing the bidding of Nancy Pelosi. The January 6th committee is the same playbook we saw with Russian collusion. It's create a bunch of lies, tell a bunch of stories, and get their mainstream media propagandist to tell their lies for them and put it in the headlines consistently. Rinse and repeat, dirty up Republicans, dirty up President Trump, dirty up anyone that supports them so that they can hopefully affect elections going forward and keep selling the propaganda so they keep people believing things that just aren't true. And the playbook is old and people are really sick and tired of it.
Speaking of Russiagate, we now know that was a fraud. Democrats have been indicted for lying and setting it up. But they've now moved on again to use Russia as another distraction. What's your view, being in the Congress, seeing the intelligence about what's really happening in the Ukraine?
Well, you know, I'm really angry about that, and I wrote a piece that should be out later today, and I wrote, it's called Screw Karl Rove. And, you know, it's people like Karl Rove and this political consulting class that has supported the Bushes and supported all of these Republicans that are the neocons that beat their chest and want war. And so people like Karl Rove and all of these other rhinos want to send 18-year-olds like my son to go fight a war against nuclear Russia so that they can defend Ukraine when they aren't doing anything about our own southern border. And if our military goes anywhere, it should be at our southern border, defending our own country, not someone else's country. And so, you know, when it comes to this whole issue with Russia and Ukraine, I think it is just, it is infuriating. And when they're attacking Tucker Carlson and anyone else that's standing up and actually speaking the truth on how most Americans feel, well, you know, that just shows exactly who they are, and it's typical of them. They make a lot of money off of these wars. They love the contracts that serves the State Department and the Pentagon. And it basically just all the neocons, this is what they love to do so that all of their donors can get rich off of people dying in some foreign country.
Well, the good news is they've got Rasmussen and Gallup polls that show 15 to 20% of Americans support any type of troops to Ukraine. America is speaking up, and Republicans more and more becoming the party, thanks to Trump and you and others, of not wanting war and being a peace party. And that's what people want. And that's why liberals should abandon their party and come to the new Republican populist America First Party.
That's right. Well, you know, I think Americans really are there. It's the people here in this town, people on the Hill, and a bunch of egotistical, arrogant politicians and the consultants that work for them running these polls that really don't ask the right questions a lot of times. They just haven't caught up with the people. Or maybe they were never with the people, because look at what has happened over these decades. This is the party that produced Bush, that failed, led us to Barack Obama, and now here we are at $30 trillion in debt, and it's just like, it's so bad, it's so disgusting, you can hardly wrap your head around it. But this is where the American people have always been. We've always been populist. We've always been nationalist. We always have been America First. We've always wanted our tax dollars to go towards things that help us and protect our small businesses and help our people be independent and protect our freedoms so that we can succeed as Americans so that our children can have the same future that, that God has given us here in our country.
But MTG, you've got one more segment before the vote. We're going to come right back. She's on fire. You can follow her and find her on Getter, and we'll give you that address when we come back. MTG for America.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it, the ocean, is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President one day. Hell, she'd probably be better than Trump coming up in 2024. Can we get you to run for president in the next few years? Because I think you're one of the few people that would probably have a better voting record and have a better chance of winning than even Trump. Or maybe a green DeSantis ticket?
Well, Alex, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm a very strong supporter of President Trump. But in the future, we'll definitely see what happens. I'll see what the people think about something like that.
But we need a green agenda. Build back better with President Green.
Well, my agenda would be all for this country. I love our country, and I hate, absolutely hate, what the federal government has done to the American people.
Sure, absolutely. Before CNN spends that, I'm not actually endorsing their fake green agenda, their communist agenda. It's a play on words. We need to go green with President Green, Congresswoman Green. And so you already won the last election in a landslide, and I guess you're set to win it again?
Yes, I'm so grateful to all the wonderful people in my district. I have such strong support with them, and it's just because I keep doing and saying what I promised them I would do, and I'll never stop doing that. So I'm grateful to Georgia's 14th district.
You got cut off on earlier break. We were getting into what a little monster that clown is, Fauci, who wants to censor everybody and wants to force injections on children and masks that don't work and the rest of it. Everything he says turns out to be a fraud, including lying to Congress, obviously, about gain of function. But what do you make of Laura Logan getting deplatformed and getting attacked for coming out and comparing him to Joseph Mengele? I think it's a very fair comparison.
I think it's a fair comparison. It's basically been one big human experiment, right? That's what COVID-19 vaccines have been. That's what COVID-19 has been, especially since we know it was engineered in a lab and then when it went all over the world. And that's what a human experiment is. There should have never been a COVID-19, but the gain of function research that Fauci funded through a grant, through a third party, is what made it possible. So that is an experiment. And then these vaccines, which were in emergency use only, that's how they were labeled, emergency use, that allowed the FDA to speed this up and these vaccines to go forward. They very much have been an experiment, but the right questions haven't been asked. Why are there so many deaths reported on the VAERS system? Why are there so many vaccine injuries reported on the VAERS system? Why are so many people having blood clot issues, heart issues after they've been having these vaccines? Healthy soccer players in foreign countries dropping dead after they've been vaccinated. These are the questions that need to be asked about this giant human experiment that the world has been going through. And why is the Pfizer vaccine, why is Big Pharma vaccines the only answer instead of real treatments like ivermectin, which we know works, monoclonal antibodies, which we know works, hydroxychloroquine, all of these other wonderful things that brave doctors have been treating their patients with? Why aren't those things allowed? And who does that serve, really? So do I think Laura Logan should have been deplatformed or attacked for what she said? No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I tend to agree with Laura Logan, and I think most people do as well.
I think maybe she should run for office. That's what we need, you guys, to get in there and clean up the house. There are so many things happening, but the entire agenda is based on censorship. And thank God that you're a passionate, hardworking congresswoman. You've got a lot of connections, a lot of energy, so you're able to get around the censors. But for so many other people, they've been destroyed by this. And even the former president, the real president, he's been blocked. And one of his big failings was not getting Congress to take action when he did have the House and Senate in his first 2 years. If Republicans win the House and Senate back, what are you going to push for? And what do you think Trump should push for to finally stand up to big tech in their reign of terror?
I think we have to break apart their power. We have to break apart their monopolies. You see, it's their monopolies that stop the little guys from being able to compete with them. And that's the whole problem with globalism, right? It's this nasty combination of powerful corporations with government power and policies that create something that I call corporate communism. It's where the communists and the government are able to push their policies through these corporations that has caused so many people to be censored when they were just using their free speech, saying their opinions, and that it was the powers that be, the fact checkers, and all of these bureaucrats and hard leftist communists and these big tech companies that kick people off and say, no, your voice, your opinion, your views are not allowed. And therefore, we fact-checked you and you're wrong. And so these are all the things we have to stop. But I think breaking apart the monopolies is a huge first step. We have to look at how we view these companies, looking at them in a different lens, and then being brave enough to pass legislation and signing it into law, getting the job done, not promising our voters one thing about big tech and never delivering. It's time to actually do something about it when we take power back.
Congresswoman Green, in the few minutes we have left, I'm glad that you raise globalism. That was my last question. You understand Build Back Better. You understand the Great Reset. You've read, because I see your speeches and interviews about Klaus Schwab. You're one of the few members of Congress that gets this. If we don't understand, it's a corporate authoritarian model that wants monopolies, that uses communist ideology to domesticate and control populations, and that what they want are these monopolies and authoritarian control, and that censorship and surveillance and all of this is incredibly dangerous and has now taken us to where we knew it would go, where they're now trying to arrest their political opposition. So if we want to win this, we've got to understand we're not fighting Russia. China's got its own problems, but it's not even the main enemy in my view. It is these middlemen Trump talked about, these corporate globalists that literally are shutting down their competition, using lockdowns to destroy mom-and-pop stores, and bragging and doubling their wealth during the last 2 years of this tyranny. I mean, this is a authoritarian, corporate-administered consolidation of control. And can you speak to the Great Reset and your views on this? And you agree with me that it's paramount to expose the real enemy? Like in World War II, the enemy was Hitler. Well, this time it's Klaus Schwab and the Bilderberg Group and the public arm, the Davos Group.
Oh, I absolutely think they're the enemy. You know what makes a fool of you and me is when we don't take people at their word. And we're taking them at their word. And so we're not fools, Alex. We know what they say. We know what they want to do because they say it out loud. But what is foolish is not believing them and not taking them at their word. They are very serious about the Great Reset. They're very serious about globalism. And this is something that America was never meant to be a part of. And it's the people that align themselves with this group right here. You know, I've had a few of my colleagues actually go to Davos, and I think that's wrong. I don't think that anyone in the Republican conference should be a part of that or take money from these types of people. That's where you get misled. And a lot of politicians take money from big corporate executives and big corporate donors who are aligning themselves with this project, aligning themselves with this group right here that is leading us down the wrong way because they're forgetting that they work for the people that voted them into office. And those are the regular Americans, just great people that do not want our country involved in any kind of global economy. We don't want the future to be about destroying the dollar and having some global currency that everyone has to serve. We don't want to move into those type of things. But very sadly and tragically, that is the hard and fast direction our country is going in, and that's why it's so important to stop it.
Well, that's right. Via the vaccine passport, we have the social credit score and the global carbon tax system officially being rolled out in Europe, Australia, and now it's popping up on people's phones here on the apps. Very, very dangerous. And of course, people like Tulsi Gabbard, she went to Davos, but she's now rejected it. People like Crenshaw need to reject it and not come out and claim that you don't have a good voting record that he does, when the truth is it's the other way around. And I'm not attacking him. I want Crenshaw to join us, but we've got to really hold his feet to the fire. Congresswoman, you're amazing. We'll put your website back on screen for people to find you. It's MTG4 America on Getter. And again, I look forward to speaking to you again very, very soon, and God bless you.
Thank you so much, Alex. We'll talk again.
Wow, that was great. Well, there she goes, folks. That was amazing. We need 400 and something like her in Congress right now. Wow. I tell you, that lady is even more amazing on that HD Skype. She just makes me excited. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Evil. The public has been put into a near trance on average. Brainwaves are at a near sleep level. Too many people daydreaming. Highly suggestible. And the globalists are probing. The globalists are testing. I woke up about 3 a.m. this morning, had trouble going back to sleep. I was just so freaked out about all the news. And that horrid clip I was sent before I got to bed of the professor with other professors saying having sex with one-year-olds isn't bad, you know, because they agree with it. It's just so sick. And it just hit me. You've got to start the show tomorrow with this fact. And everybody already knows this innately. I'm not telling you something you don't know. I'm reminding you of this and how important this is. This is all a test. By the Davos group, by the globalists, by the perverts, by all the different consortiums of evil, to see what we'll put up with and what we'll go along with. And so as bad as the last 2 years has been, and all the insanity that's taking place, this is them probing to see what they can get away with. And they're compromised, controlled individuals for stuff way beyond, oh, the head of CNN stepped down because he had an improper relationship with an employee. No, folks, you don't get in a position like that unless you are a pedophile or unless you've killed people and they have all the dirt on you. They don't trust you. Look, everybody knows that gangs, whether they are old-fashioned 1950s greasers, you know, gearheads, or whether it is black gangs or Hispanic gangs, white supremacist gangs, all over the world, Japanese, Chinese gangs, African gangs. How do you get in the gang? Well, before you become a member, you've got to go out and be a support person that commits crimes to prove you'll do it. And that so they have dirt on you. So when you commit crimes with them, they have dirt on you to destroy you if they want to. Except starting in about the 50s in Europe and the U.S. and other areas, they started letting people plea bargain commonly if they would rat out the superiors in the crime. But see, nobody's going to let the FBI or the Justice Department or state prosecutors plea bargain with somebody that's part of a baby raping cult. Because no one even wants to go on the news and say, we busted a baby raping cult. No one's going to believe that. No one's going to believe that through the leftist arms of Harvard and the CIA, because there's good people in those agencies, there's good people at Harvard, good people in the CIA, but in the leftist arm of the CIA on record, farming children out through the CPS and family courts in occupied Germany, starting after World War II, running till today, hundreds of thousands of children, 30,000 in one region, one state alone, given to rapists of children to be raised by them. That's to create that culture and that pool of people that they know are so horrible and so evil, no one will be able to believe it. That's how they took over the Boy Scouts, the Catholic Church, Penn State, Boys Town, all of it. And you're like, why are there so many damn pedophiles? There's not, folks. They're not even 1% of the population. But they make people do it to be in the club. It's come out in FBI documents. I remember Ted Gunderson telling me this 25 years ago. And then the Finder's documents last year got released by the FBI, thousands of pages, and I went over it. And so much of it was exactly what he told me because he knew about the case. And it would describe these rich, powerful people who were like already worth hundreds of millions that wanted to be higher up in the globalist club and how the husband and wife would be marched into a room with a six-year-old girl tied up. They'd say, all right, have sex with her. And the woman would be throwing up, and like her husband couldn't get, you know, didn't want to do it, couldn't get an erection. And then the people walk them out, punch them in the face, and say, listen, we already got video of you with that kid. Now you get a hard on, and you get in there, and you screw her. Now I'm sorry to talk like this, folks, but you go read that stuff yourself. A CIA base in D.C. doing that with people, marching in husbands and wives, and saying, get in there and rape that toddler. And that's how they talk to them, too. Now, you imagine that, and you think about that, and you think about who these people are. And then you understand why we're in so much trouble. Because they can't ever have a plea bargain on that. That can't come out, can it? Except it is coming out. And that's what Epstein was doing, folks. Because a lot of times they tell them, all right, we got this 8-year-old. Yeah, he's been in our hands for 5 years. He's been fighting back, bit one of our people, I want you to go in there and strangle him. Listen, I got into this for, listen, we're going to kill you and your family if you don't get in there and strangle that little piece of crap. And they get in there and they strangle the little kid. They go, now get your crap and get out of here. That's exactly how they talk to him. Imagine federal prosecutors or the FBI, they got a bad guy. They're like, listen here, buddy, you're going to prison for 100 years. You don't do it. Except it's like, you rape that child. You get in there and do it. And that's who runs your government. That's who runs your country. And 99.9% of us aren't involved in this, and we don't know. And it's so horrible that we don't even know how to deal with it. And I understand. I understand why people don't want to believe this. I understand why it's so painful. I understand. But it's real. And it's right there confirmed now. And I know the people that exposed this and folks discovered it. And they just, it would ruin their lives because they like couldn't believe it. They couldn't even believe this was going on. Because you would never be like that. I would never be like that. But they are. And now they're all over TV saying they want to have sex with your one-year-olds. Because you can bet your bottom dollar that they got tortured and raped when they were children. And a lot of people just decide to adapt to the evil and become what was attacking them. The majority of people, when put under that type of pressure, and no one saves them and no one helps them, and they're tortured and raped for years, they become what they fear. And so just like you take a sword and you heat it up and beat it with hammers and fold the metal for Damascus steel, and it takes weeks and weeks and weeks to make that sword, you make something strong and good, they torture and beat these children until they create something that is an abomination. That's why it came out last year that the CIA would only put people in charge in Afghanistan that were pedophiles. And it would supply them with little boys and girls. And there's discrimination against boys. You wonder why most of the time it's boys being raped. They found that people will just go crazy on them and start killing people, even inside their system. They might rape girls for a couple of years, go along with it, but just suddenly they'll just start shooting people. When it's because it's something about little girls. We're built to think of boys as expendable and be tough. You can tell, so it's kind of like, well, they're torturing, raping boys, but they're boys, they can handle it. But people really get flipped out when it's little girls. So I'd say about 80% of the rape and torture is of little boys. And it's sick, ladies and gentlemen. And these mothers go to drag queen pedophile time. And they bring their child to sit on the lap when a man has an erection and the children and the man humps on them now. They hump on them on TV. I've shown you the videos. Big fat man, clown outfit, kid's laid on top. He lays there and starts humping. And the mothers all get off on the satanicness of it. This is a satanic energy. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back, give the number out, take calls next hour ahead of Jason Burmes coming up. And I want to think about the topics I want to throw out, but I do want to take first-time callers, so that's coming up. I'm not giving the number out yet. I'll give it out in a moment. I had a bunch of topics, but my brain's all over here. I got a lot to hit. Separately, we won't be on air fighting these demons, these murdering, psychotic criminals that we're fighting at point-blank range that I got to go out and face every day, which I'm willing to do. But I need your backing, and I need your prayers, and I need your support, because I'm all in, and I'm totally committed, and we are really having a big effect on the enemy. Infowarsstore.com. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types. It's a special formula to supercharge and have better uploading into your body. It's been sold out for 4 months. It's back in stock at Infowarsstore.com. 50% off. Also, haven't done this in 4 years. It runs till the 13th, and then you probably won't see this probably ever again. 25% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply food, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlice.com. And then separately, they censored it. They took down the servers. They took down the banking. They did everything. We got it all back up. So now it's ready to go. 50% off anti-censorship special, ResetWars.com for 72 hours. That means now until Friday. Sale ends Friday. 25% off Reset Wars. Amazing, game-changing info. And it supports the InfoWar. Go to ResetWars.com right now. Become a member.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
For only 72 hours.